Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters!
This is a journey into the sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You've got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
I'm never giving up, always tempting luck, hitting on myself, mirror looking like I'm starstruck, hunting every buck, what is really up, keep your chin up, and put your ones up, bang, my mind is my rifle, Steve Beaker resurrected as an idol, life's full of leprechauns, people come short, righteous, Africa's greatest export,
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die, I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die, I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
God draws pictures, yep. The devil photoshops. I frame bold pictures on my face, eavesdrop. On how we can not doing, I blow my own bubble before I start chewing. I'm not afraid to bleed like Brother Malcolm X. Extraordinary answer, you welcome. Watch Vatsa circle in when they claim you're dead. While Biggie is alive and Pac is not dead. Burn haters up and call it a smoke screen. I'm a black boy, mind state Robert Green. Yeah, a truly great metaphoric team. A Durban boy going places that I really
living every day like I'm never gonna die. Yeah. Living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die. I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
When I step in, everybody bow. See, I lead the crowd, so everybody bow. Keep it busy on the flow. Heat it up for show. Spinning all the dough. You snitches better know. Hala, I got a lot of Prada Sala. It's on a sag and Duana. Working on the red, now I'm heading for the dollar. Quinto señal, infana o saclar.
Yeah.
I'm your bank. I'm all about that cash. Don't you wish it were a prank? How I just splashed your supersonic speaker. Make me your leader, I'm here to mislead ya, make ya forget Justin Bieber.
Songs I can give to the pockets full of dreams, living in a world where there's no for the seas.
We sick of the system,
we sick of the system,
we sick of the system,
yeah, we sick of the system.
I'm living every day like I'm never gonna die.
Gotta get it right, gotta get it right, yeah. Gotta get it right, gotta get it right.
your boy. Well, Cloud 49, nigga. Keep your cold books. Yeah.
I'm out chill.
I'm on the block.
I'm out chill.
I got the glow.
I'm out chill.
I got the sack.
I'm out chill.
Don't get it wrong.
I'm out chill.
I'm everywhere.
I'm out chill.
North and south.
I'm out chill.
East and west.
I'm out chill.
What you talking about?
I'm out chill.
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 Okay. All my life I've been dreaming. All my life I've been seeing, all my life I've been focused, so that's why I flow the meaning. Me and my God bargaining, told him I'm Kyle's property, told my little baby died, then that took a big part of me, told my little homie died, and all of their mama's crying, the hood said they got me back, but all of them niggas lying, got a hood chick that hold me set, got a white bitch that put the crack, got a big bitch that load the set, got a cute bitch that load the jack, round here man we get the stack, bring drama we bring it back, you up it, we up it back, letting it all back to back, round here we stay dressed in black, full of sneaks all up to the heck, from the spot where they know the jack, where the popos ain't hip to yet, I'm posted from dark stone, solo but not alone, the crew got me in the zone, but still I stay rolling stone, don't know when I'm going home, gotta get that cake while I'm here, ain't hip to what's going on, then the best not to be out chill, I'm out chill,
I'm on the block,
I'm out chill,
I got the glow,
I'm out chill,
I got the sack,
I'm out chill,
don't get it
wrong, man I'm out chill,
I'm everywhere,
I'm out chill,
north and south,
I'm out chill,
east and west,
I'm out chill,
what you talking about?
Man,
to the H,
A, C,
E, back onto the basic,
A, B, C,
is when I'll be shipping it
in,
flipping it to, fixing it, giving it room, within a different school, karate chop the game with a
pow,
rip your tat and put it back like,
wow,
biggity brow. Are you kidding me now? Gonna diminish a minute again, I'm a biggity bow, because I'm in the vicinity now, so what is up, nowadays you gotta kill somebody to get love, what the fuck? You dummies are done, son. Put back your tongue, get the smack in your gum-gum. I can't believe what my eyes have seen. Music has become a magazine. It's all about the looks, the physical appeal. What happened to the skill? Even keeping it real, what's the deal?
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone true. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who wants to give me something new.
Find me in the tri-state, status with a real act. When I blow, I know New Jersey finna feel that. I'm known to kick a trill rap, I got all the ill facts. Yeah, I really chill back with dudes who blast and kill cats. Spit it so hard that a snitch just psycho. Run and tell Vibo, that white kid is psycho. Yeah, that's what I'm like though, you heard me alright bro. Check my rap genius, that ain't a fucking typo. And I will never let up on Vedetta, cause the people with the cheddar never see the rainy weather. Shit, I'll admit you rich bitch if you admit we better. We clever, put words together like the greatest rappers ever. I've been rapping, but now my shit is getting around. I started to lose and I'm winning it now. The devil is me, I'm sitting it proud. And looking for the sound to leave them all astounded. The people think they found it, but I don't think the crown fits, so I'm
just looking for something new. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for someone true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who wants to give me something new.
Fool is the stupid. Truth is, doesn't matter what room that you in. Vision is blurry cause you're both too dim. You can't find a rhyme cause your skull's too thin. What am I missing? Why do y'all listen? Harassment that really looks like some raw chicken. I'll never know why. See, to me, you're just a male version of the baby, 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 oh guy. Oh, your shit, boy, all the time. Cause, boy, the rhyme you kickin' ain't worth the time. And next time you get on stage and try to rock on, do us all a favor and please put a bra on. Come on, your contribution is worthless. And nobody wanna see you shirtless. It gets me nervous. You are the equivalent of having no cell phone service. That's why I keep searching
for something new. Just looking for something new.
Just looking for someone true.
Just looking for something new.
Just looking for something new. Just looking for something new. Just looking for someone who wants to give me something new.
Original art is never created in a safe middle ground, but always at the edge. Originality is dangerous. If you want to increase the sum of what is possible for human beings to say, to know, to understand, and therefore in the end, to be, you actually have to go to the edge to push outwards. It can be shocking or ugly, or to use that catch-all term so beloved of the tabloid press, controversial. Originality is dangerous.
Alright, alright. You are tuned in to another episode of Explicit Content with your host, the guy, Heyru. Our guest tonight will be Xenophobia 10. Well, as always, you know, I kick off the show with a little bit of something that's on my mind, so don't know, man. This morning I'm like really up in the air about what to talk about, because so many things are happening and going on in the world today. You know, I mean, it's funny, you know, we try to say that the world is changing and so many things have happened that we are over and past so many things, you know. And I'm reminded of something when I see that Child Protective Services has decided to investigate the Smith Clan because of the pictures that Willow took, which we talked about on a previous show. However, you know, the same type of pictures have been taken in the cases of other underage children, maybe not in a bed with another person of adult age, but, you know, somewhat risque pictures have been taken, you know. She was dressed appropriately. You know, she had her clothes on, shoes on, socks on, shirt, et cetera. You know, he had his clothes on, shirt was off. You know, it's not something that I would have done with my own child. I wouldn't allow my underage daughter to take a picture or be in the bed or the room or anywhere with a adult male. However, I don't think it's really a cause for Child Protective Services to become involved, you know, but it's just a reminder that, you know, hey, every time you think they forgot, they're going to slide through and let you know. Okay, enough for that. Tripping off a lot of things that we think about but never thought we would think about. I found this little story funny. You know, they talked about the Obama's oldest daughter is reaching the age at which she's going to start learning to drive. So, you know, they asked Michelle if her or Barack were going to teach their daughter, I think it's Malia, to drive. And, you know, they said no, they was going to allow an instructor to do so. And they asked a bunch of questions about whether the Secret Service would be there or not. And I found it funny because the news announcer said, you know, wouldn't it be funny if they had a little bumper with somebody and, you know, you got to step out the car and exchange information. And, you know, President is teaching his daughter to drive and he got to step out the car and exchange information with somebody. You know, I think that would be hilarious, but it would be such a regular thing to do. You know, while we're speaking about the president, though, I mean, you know, it's like it's strange to me how all of these things are hot topics when there's so many problems going on in the country today. You know, I mean, it's like seems that Congress is like stuck, got a lot of things stuck in the pipeline. Unemployment is high. You know, for a while, certain bills were trying to be passed through Congress. And so in order to distract us from these things, you know, we had several different situations which seemed like so hyped up and then fade away so quickly, which causes me to be suspicious. You know, I always tell, you know, a close friend of mine that, you know, you got me getting into the conspiracy thing lately because it's like it's really starting to seem that way. I mean, we had the missing plane and it like dominated the airways for a while. They still haven't found the plane, but we don't hear anything about it. The thing that followed up was missing children and it dominated the airways and all of a sudden we don't hear anything about it. You know, they had the big war where they claimed the Russians were encroaching upon another country's territory, attempting to, you know, stage a political coup through manipulation and instigation. We don't hear anything about it because it's nothing really going on at this time. It's really a hot topic issue. Just a little something to think about, you know. So we're going to jump back into some music and come on back, man, and hopefully, you know, we can begin this first interview. If not, you know, I always, always have something to chat with y'all about. So we're going to get into some more music and come on back. Oh, hang on, man. No, explicit content. If you're listening in, it's for you.
Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? I look at all the lonely
friends, just foes, open arms, just close, rejected, oppose, afraid to stay, but disdain, it just froze, close fists, sharp words, words sing, cause their hearts hurt, untrusting, unloving, wanna bless me, you must want something. Entrapped, imprisoned, hate their relations, the reason for living, dismissive, they don't get it, controlling friendships, hoping no one notices it, no peace, stay bothered, stay messed up, but won't pray harder, there's healing, don't stay scarred up, over there, reach out, they don't know they father, come on. No, 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 you don't have to be alone.
What up, man?
Come on, three, say no, 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 this shouldn't have to be alone.
Know you're feeling isolated, starting to lose hope in this isolation. Others grabbing hold of this life, embracing Christ paid the price for the life you're wasting. You're the light to enlighten the nation. Due to separation, the light is faded. See, it's the Christ in your life sedated. The lonely remain lost, and the life negated. It's like something in your life persuaded. You to follow a course of the life betrayed it. You ain't turning back to the life you hated. Lost your life for Christ,
for your life you gained it.
See, the world for the lonely people. Not a man or a girl can avoid the people. As a salt of the world can avoid the people. As a salt we preserve, he appoints the people. You gotta know what you hold is lethal. Not soldiers, told the people. people, but in order to sell, gotta engage and go out and dwell. So them people, they ain't know about themselves. No, Christ came and Christ died, but Christ rise. And Christ gained the sight, man, and right mind. Let them know they're chosen people with a friend in Christ. You ain't lonely people.
Yeah, no, 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 you don't have to be alone. Come on. No, 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 they shouldn't have to be alone.
Breathe, you need to be touched, the point of contact is Jesus and us. Lives we come back, it's freedom of us. Jesus ain't leaving, he's leaving with us.
Hope you believe it enough to stop lashing out, going easing it up. Start acting out your belief in his love. Give those let down a reason to trust.
Goodbye loneliness.
Move out, get your own address.
You don't need or want the stress.
He says that God really wants you blessed.
Stay to see.
Before you say to stay for me, take a knee.
Satan agree. He'll break you free. Come on.
Shawty bad, Bebe's kid, but she make a real nigga want a baby.
Well, alright.
Few tattoos, toes, nails, hair dead, hey, and she stay fly like the planes in the air. Hey, Shawty keep her shit together. Hey, she got two kids, hey, but she keep a babysitter. Hey, she stay stuck in her hair dead to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her. Dial 911, cause she killin' them. All that ass in them jeans, how you fitting them? Shawty fly like helium balloons. And I smell her perfume even when she leave the room. She get money like a dope dealer. She got her own, she don't fuck with broke niggas. She got class, class like first pier. But she still in the hood with the real niggas. And if it ain't cuz, she ain't fucking with it. I swear these other women ain't fucking with her. She sippin' on Ciroc in the club, looking good, got a buzz, getting approached by the thug cuz. Shawty keep her shit together. She got two kids, but she keep a babysitter. She stay stuck in her hair, dead to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. Wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her. Shawty bad, baby's kid. Lying so raw, I had to say that shit again. And shawty so raw, I had to see that ass again. She a 10 and she envy by her girlfriend. Independent woman out on the grind. I think about her and a couple things come to mind. Like lil' mama fine, I gotta make her mine. Yeah, she hot like a sweater in the summertime. She got these other women hate. And she only drink on special occasions. Baby girl, you are so amazing. I hope you're not taking, we'll drive your man crazy. Shawty keep her shit together. She got two kids, but she keep a babysitter. She stay ducky and her hair dead to the teeth. I thought I heard her say them hoes can't fuck with me. Fuck with me. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. That's why a nigga had her. Shawty keep her shit together. I wanna get with her. Shawty keep her shit together. Ever since the day I met her.
right, and we back. Tuning in online, you know, call in 646-238-60. Yeah, you know, we are waiting around for Xenophobia 10 to come through. And while we doing so, once again, as always, I'm going to talk about some things that's been on my mind lately. You know, Michael Sam just got drafted by the Rams. You know, everything is it's official now. You know, they're going to have the first openly gay player officially showing up, suiting up and playing in the real game. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, homosexuality is most definitely a topic that we in the black community need to find a way to come to terms with and speak about in a more positive way, or at least not speak about in such a negative way out loud, because, you know, our children are growing up and, you know, fortunately, unfortunately, in some people's eyes, fortunately in other people's eyes, doesn't make a difference in the eyes of some, you know, they are taking on this new way. But that's not the topic of what I'm attempting to address. My question is whether or not Michael Sam should have signed a deal with Oprah Winfrey to chronicle his career in the league as a first gay football player. You know, I wonder if, you know, Jackie Robinson would have allowed Oprah Winfrey or somebody like that to chronicle his career as a first black baseball player, you know. And far from Jackie Robinson, I hate the comparison of Jackie Robinson to Michael Sam, because not simply because he came out, because that's not the point. The point is that Jackie Robinson couldn't hide or didn't have a choice to pass as not being black. Now, I'm not saying that a person should be a closet homosexual, but I feel like the question of whether or not a black man could play in the professional baseball was not truly a question. It was simply a matter of racism, simply a matter of discrimination of the highest kind, simply a matter of white owners, and in a lot of cases, white players attempting to keep the black man in his place. Whereas gay, straight, bisexual, whatever, if you're a football player or a basketball player or whatever, you can play. So I wonder why it's such an important thing. I mean, I understand the big stance in the gay community, how they see it as a triumph. But it's just a curiosity to me of whether or not, you know, the first openly gay player wants to have his travails through the NFL and tryouts, training camp, et cetera, like chronicled by a reality TV show. You know, I mean, how much can they really show? I mean, you know, team practices are open in some cases, but some actual plays, what have you, being called are kind of private. So it's like, what kind of effect is it going to have on the team? How is it going to make him stand out? If some players shun him or don't embrace him as fully as he would like to be embraced, can you say that it's truly the homosexuality, or is it the Oprah Winfrey show showing up in training camp? You know, I think that as they say, the first openly gay player, you would want it to come in. Now, keep your head down, because I don't advise anybody, especially in a sport like football, to keep your head down or to act as if you're ashamed of what you are. But to come in with, you know, bells and whistles of a reality TV show, I mean, come in and show me that you can work. Show me that you're just like everybody else, which is the thing that you say you want the most. Homosexuals say that they want to be treated just like everybody else. Women say, I want to be treated just like everybody else. For years, black people have said, we want to be treated just like everybody else. So if you want to be treated like everybody else, the best way to do this is to come in and do your job just like everybody else. So I guess only time will tell whether or not, you know, what the Oprah effect is on Michael Sam's career. We'll be watching and checking for him. He's a hell of an athlete. You know, I mean, He was a hell of a football player before I knew he was gay. It don't really make me much difference that he is. No, he's a hell of an athlete. He earned his spot. But we shall see what we see. Anyway, moving on from that. You know what I'm saying? I've been talking to some of my Facebook friends about life and reality and different things. And one of the things that I've noticed that the internet, or should I say social media, has brought on, it has brought on a lot of long-distance relationships. You know, some of these long-distance relationships are just that, like relationships from a distance. I mean, meant to be maintained and kept at a distance, meant to be addressed from a distance, meant to be, you know, while we are communicating, while we are online, while we are on the phone, et cetera, we are in a relationship. But when we are not, we live in totally separate lives. However, there are other types of relationships in which, you know, the ultimate goal is to be together, like physically be together, rather than simply to hook up for sex or to actually be able to close up a personal relationship. A lot of those situations are strained because people have actual lives, not simply lives, but livelihoods that depend on them remaining where they are. And the strangest thing is that the internet can bring people who are thousands of miles apart this close. Close enough to touch, but not quite. You know, video chat can make a person appear in the same room, but not quite. You know, people ask me, like, how can you possibly maintain a long-distance relationship? I tell them it's the same as maintaining a relationship face-to-face. You have to be honest with a person. You have to keep dialogue open. You have to continually communicate. You have to make sure that you remain on the same page. Make sure that your objectives are still the same. You have to make sure that your feelings are what they are. You have to make sure that you communicate clearly. So it's like it's funny to me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people say, oh, it's a struggle for me, or I could never do it. And if you say you could never do it, I believe you, you could never do it. Not because you couldn't do it, but because you would never choose to do it. And I can respect that. I can respect the person who would say that I don't want to be in a relationship, period. I prefer, you know, not being a monogamous person. I prefer being promiscuous, or I prefer being a lifelong bachelor, or lifelong bachelorette. I never want to get married. I never want to be in a deep, serious relationship, you know. So, I mean, things are different, but there are different steps that you do have to take. I mean, you know, you have to do certain things, too, for your own personal, I don't know which word I want to use, so I just say, just for your own satisfaction, you have to create a level of communication, you know, daily communication, or checking in, you know, chopping it up, you know, casual conversation. Enjoy some kickback time. Don't let everything always be serious. It's not a race. Long distance relationship is not about somebody that you met at church that you've been knowing all your life when you ready to get married and have babies. It provides you a special privilege that is rare in this world, and that is the opportunity to get to know somebody without the pressure of the flesh, without the draw or pull of lust, the loins. So, you know, it's a different type of thing. Communicate with people, get to know people, talk about them. Have discussions about a variety of topics. You really get to know a person. You get to know not only who they are, but who they say they are, you know, which aren't always the same thing, you know. But I mean, it allows you, as I said, a rare opportunity to look inside the heart and mind of an individual from a distance. You know, a lot of times being in the same city or in the same place or hanging out too much too soon, you know, the relationship can become clouded by sex or by lust. You know, have friends who have met people and got involved and submerged themselves in each other's emotional stuff and had kids. And the moment they took a pause and came up for breath, they realized that, you know, I was lost. I was doing things that weren't me. I was caught up in being somebody that was a somebody for somebody, as opposed to being myself as an individual, finding some of the things that I did are not things that I would do as a person. It was almost as if they were high and addicted to a drug, and for the first time they gotten sober. Whereas I have friends who have been in long-distance relationships, man, and they talk about how intimately they know a person. That sounds strange because intimacy is a word that is, you know, reserved for something private, close, you know, intimate. You know, we think of, you know, a dark room, candlelight, low music, intimate, you know, but that's not always what it is. But as I was saying, you know, the video chat, that provides a sense of satisfaction that it's like, first and foremost, the person that you have been talking to is the person that you have been talking to. You know, that eliminates the catfish effect, which always keeps a strain in the back of your mind when getting to know somebody, because how can you get to know somebody if you don't know that that somebody is the somebody that you're getting to know? But once that's out the way, as time goes on, I mean, it's like things will reveal themselves. You know, however, I will give you a few warning signs. You know, if you're involved with somebody and the only time you can communicate with that person is between 9 to 5 and they don't have a job, or 9 to 5 and they are at work, then they have something going on at home that don't involve you. You know, the only time you can communicate with that person is when they at work or doing certain hours at home, and they have something going on usually that don't involve you. You know, all I can say to my friends that hit me up about this type of stuff on Facebook is don't lie to yourself. You know, Maya Angelou said once, man, if a person shows you who they are, believe them the first time. You know, on that note, man, we're going to get back into some music, unless we got some callers on the line and we'll bring them in. If you're tuning in, like I said, man, 646-200-3860. Press that one. Come in and, you know, chop it up with Hey Rule. We're going to come on back, man. Hopefully our guests will slide through here. Hang on tight.
Things that you wanna do. Retweet, retweet, type a like to lovers. Retweet, retweet, girl, you know I'm fortune. Follow me every minute, girl, every second. Send me a direct message, get back at you in a second. Oh my, my Twitter, hit me on my Twitter. My Twitter, hit me on my Twitter. Hit me on my Twitter. Every TV, every show, anything you wanna know on my Twitter. Hit me on my Twitter. My Twitter. Hit me on my Twitter. My Twitter. Hit me on my Twitter. Doesn't matter where I go, anything you wanna know. Text me anywhere, anytime with a message. Girl, send me a tweet, pick at Keisha, at Lisa, at Taya, at Christine. And ladies, you can follow back at Grits, G&T. Retweet, 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 type a like to lover. Retweet, retweet, girl, you know I'm for sure.
How you feeling?
I feel good.
I know you would.
Not even all that.
Crazy as hell, these trees is flight. She won't be there without me. She won't
nah.
be there.
What would you do without
she
me?
She won't be there.
Like
that.
Yeah,
she won't
just
be
like
there.
That.
Feature her draws fall down to her sneakers. Then she hop up on top, booty softer than cotton, got me hard as a rock. If you want it in public, I don't give no fucks. In the back of my Impala, roll them windows up. We got the car all rocking till the cops come knocking. We see them headlights coming, but we not stopping. I'm her baby, she won't be dead. She said, what's the queen on the throne without her crown? I said, baby, just chill, enjoy the ride. We gon' turn it up a notch, enjoy the night. She rolled her eyes, then cracked a smile. She play her role, I like her style. She got that good, she got low mind. And she love a nigga, she won't be dead. She won't be down. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her.
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be, face down, hands up, that's the way I like to, yeah, but she know that though, I can tell by how she throw that though, tremendous head, breakfast in bed, cheesy eggs, toasted bread, she cooking for me, I'm good and fed, I hit the road, she hit my text, she ain't worried about other hoes, niggas chase her love stunting for her, she ain't moved by what money brings, she fucks with me cause I keep it cheap, I turn her on electricity, these niggas turn her off like they ain't paid the bill, I know her aim, she targets me whenever we got time to kill, yeah, she wanna be down and I'm gon' let her,
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her,
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her,
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her,
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her. She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her,
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be down and I'm gon' let her,
I'm gon' let her.
She wanna be,
baby, just chill. Yeah. Fly. Baby,
told you I was gonna do you right. We're gonna last forever, no fight. And you can come around with me. You can buy whatever you see.
I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good. You know to this. Let me demonstrate. That's how you do this shit. Now watch the haters remonstrate. The money stay. The women straight, but we don't love them anyway. Most of the time, they just in the way. I whip this heat around, it ain't too intimidate. Some people come, I never implement or indicate. My niggas say cousin blood, those are gang lines. And we ain't talking to the death, those are gang signs. Late summer, we ballin', game time. 30-inch rim, vertical leap, hang time. Go to war and get this paper at the same time. They tell me it's time for change, I tell them I'ma change time. Maybe I just want too much, overachiever. But for this money, I'm religious, overbeliever. And back in the day, I just wanted to sway shoes. So I was moving them packs back in grade school. First I paid my mama rent, then I paid dues. Then I put the game in the U-Haul and made moves. Rough nigga, they wondering how to flow smooth. Used to dream to go to the pros, that was pro tools. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good. I'm getting mine, spitting rhymes, committing crimes, whatever, I'm getting mine. These youngins taking that money, I'm just getting high. Niggas waiting to kill me, start trying to cut and get in line. I know they hate it, they mad, I'm so elated. Man, that's all of my inspiration, money motivated. Loyalty over love, love overrated. So if I told you I loved you, it was probably overstated. Bitches for passion, riches for flashing, ammunition for blasting, snitches for caskets. We eating the weed, the dishes to the ass bins. Now kick them suckers out and bring the cash in. Remind me of them banks, bring the ski mask in. Hit the tellers and safe, the cops catch the ass in. 100 stacks wrapped in that thick plastic. We throw out all on the table, count it, and then we half it. Old times, in with the new. What that mean? A Ferrari in the Benz too. A mansion, a swimming pool. First to put a club in the living room. Coming soon. pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic, I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good.
Alright, alright, and we back with Explicit Content. This is your host, the God, Heyru. And, you know, hopefully Xenophobia 10 will be here soon. We can start this interview. You know what I'm saying? And kick it off. So, anyways, if you're in the building, press 1. You know, we'll bring you on in here. Till then, as always, you know, it's the God expressing his mind, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what is the state of hip-hop right now, you know what I'm saying? It's like everybody has their version or their idea of what hip-hop is like, so I'm not going to touch on that. I'm going to touch on something different, something older, something more, you know, primal to the rap game, man. What is the state of the battle in hip-hop nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Things seem to fell off track with Tupac and Biggie. Things got out of control. You know, they took a darker turn as well without the violence with 50 and Ja. Funny thing is, Ja Rule. Anyway, you already know. You know, Eminem and the state of the battle, you know, he is over time, you know, kind of mellowed. It's nobody really that we know or really care about that's battling nowadays. And I mean, I don't mean like in the fuck your mama kind of battle or nigga, I kill you kind of battle. I mean, just in the state of I'm better than you type of battle. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar made a comment or two in a song and everybody came out with a bar or a verse. Man, I think that that was healthy for hip-hop. I think it's always positive when we can motivate cats to try to like one-up each other, you know, not as far as like lifestyle-wise, but as far as step up their rap game, you know what I'm saying, a spit a bar, a spit a verse. Everybody had a verse after Kendrick Lamar did his thing, but I mean, it seems as though that faded away. You know, I don't really see nothing in no major record levels. I mean, I'm sure, as I'm always hearing, there's always, you know, a guy from, you know, the east side of town battling with some guy on the west side of town who, you know, may have 55 Twitter followers apiece or what have you who are making songs in the studio just for that purpose, driving through the next neighborhood so people can hear them diss this dude or that dude. You know what I'm saying? Occasionally, people take shots at Jay-Z, people take shots at 50 or Nas or whoever to try to, like, you know, the bottom feed off they shine or what have you to try to get some recognition or attention. But that's not really what's happening nowadays. That doesn't seem to be effective anymore, you know. The last person to do it successfully was 50 Cent with, you know, How to Rob. I don't think it's really been done since then. So, you know, let's see what's going on with that. Anybody know about any good rap battles, man? Y'all hit me up on Twitter, man. HERKHUTIREBORN. That's Heyru Cootie Reborn. Hashtag that, the state of the battle. You know, let me know about some good rap battles going around. And still, you know, we still waiting around for Xenophobia 10 to come through, man. You know, so we gonna keep on doing what we do, and that's keeping this expensive content coming at you full fledged. So, you know, online as always, they got groups, secret groups, super secret groups, subs, super secret groups, group within secret groups that deal with a variety of different things, man. You know, a friend invited me to a bondage group over on Facebook, and, you know, I accept the invitation, man. You know, I'm up for a challenge, you know, for most things. Some things I won't do, but that goes without saying. I don't usually get invited to those type of things because the people that know me. And I went over to the group, and I noticed a lot of, you know, aggressive, humiliating talk, and a lot of bitch this, bitch that, slut, and shut the fuck up, and whore, and this kind of talk. And I was amused by all of the, I call them dumbs, you know what I'm saying, because a dumb is more like self-evident. The unnecessary language or the continually announcement that you are a dumb or that you are a dominant individual. For those who don't understand what I'm talking about, and you know, bondage and discipline, you know, it's the dominant and the submissive, the dominant being, you know, literally the dominant person in a relationship, submissive being, you know, what they are. And I found it strange how many people like to play these Facebook games. It reminds me of when I used to be on this older chat place called Moco Space, how a lot of women were like Moco gay. You know, it's like I'm bi online because it was cool to flirt with other women. So I find it strange, like in this group, how many women were like role play submissive and how many dudes were like role play doms or role play submissives or people who were greedy were role play switches. And it's like it's a trip that when you have a lifestyle that is pretty cut and clear, I mean, it's like it exists on every level of society and reality. I mean, in any relationship, there's a dominant and submissive person. And I don't mean that in an extreme fashion, but I mean in any relationship between a man and a woman, there's a dominant person and there's a submissive person. One person takes the lead and the other person follows. In some of those relationships, there are switches because sometimes this person takes the lead and other times the other person takes the lead. They both have their role. They both have their responsibility. But I found it strange in this group because there was a lot of sex talk, like purely sex talk, like everything was let me tie you up and fuck you in this hole or tie you up and do this to you or do that to you. But it was always sexual things. There was really no genuine dominant and submissive non-sexual activities going on. There was no kneeling, no sub pose holding, no task being actually given that didn't involve sex. So I found that funny, so I spoke on it. And it's so strange how even a man with one eye in the kingdom of blind people would quickly be crowned king. And the thing that I spoke on was so simple, so basic, with regards to the bondage, the discipline lifestyle, that I was amazed. I found myself in a role as about simple things. You know, strangely as it seems, it's like, you know, one of the first things that I advise people was you never want to take a person who you are not absolutely sure has your best interest at heart and submit to that person. You never want to, as a dominant person, not communicate with a person who tells you that they're submissive and find out what their life has been like, what they've been through. Because as with all human beings, we all have triggers because we're the sum total of our experiences. And so if a person has had a tragic event in their life that has caused them to come to the submissive lifestyle, just as you always hear the story of the young guy whose uncle touched him and that's the reason he's gay. You know, I never bought into any of that because I know guys who have been raped in prison and they're not homosexual. So it's like a thing happening to you doesn't make you that way. I know plenty of women who have been raped and have, you know, rose above it and continue to live their lives prosperous. They don't become lesbians. So all of these excuses for taking a change in your lifestyle, I find them to be slightly questionable. But as I was saying, in this group, it was just different for me, you know, to be involved in such a uniquely strange, catfishious, or should I say catfishy type of situation. Because, you know, when you have these groups, you have to be sure that it doesn't say role play in the name somewhere, because that means that, you know, you may have Burly John pretending to be timid Tabitha, or, you know, Uniqua, or, you know what I mean, like Rashid or something. So, I mean, I don't know. It was just strange to me, man, because I actually participated in the lifestyle for the whole season. Yeah, for those of y'all who, I don't know what the hell, for those of you who know me, they know that I, you know, I'm actively involved in the lifestyle. It's my preference. It's not mandatory. It's not necessarily a deal breaker for the women that I choose to be involved with or choose not to be involved with. You know, them being submissive or whatever is not, you know, it's not a deal breaker. It's not mandatory, but it's my preference. But it's just strange to me how many people perpetrate in all aspects of life. They pretend to be something that they're not. Anyway, that's enough with that. If you listening in and you want to join the conversation, you're on the phone, you know, press 1. Come on in and talk to me. If you're online, listening in on the www.worldwideweb.com, then, you know, call in. That's 646-200-3860. And we're going to play some music and we're going to come on back, man. You know, hopefully Xenophobia 10 will slide through and press that 1. If not, you know, it don't really matter because I'm here, you know. You tuned in with the God Hey Rule. This is explicit content. And we're going to keep it explicit. I'm going to be back to hit y'all with a little more spicy. You know what I'm saying? See if I can't titillate y'all. See if I can't cause some of my listeners to become stimulated mentally, you know, a little long, hard, deep, penetrating conversation. But until then, we're going to jump in some music and come on back. Ladies, put your towels down.
Yeah. TSR. Come on. Dream Seeker. My days dark, my nights even darker, thinking about all the bullshit my country's got to offer. Being raised in the U.S. as a young black male, we talked to people, women, and created crack sales. And niggas never fail, we with it every time. And me, I won a million, I was known to do a crime. But we all gotta learn that intelligence is under. We ain't trying to teach ourselves, why should others be concerned? I'm talking to the mirror, my vision getting clearer. Yeah, I can see it now, I got my goal getting nearer. But when it come to demons, the skeletons be screaming, got me contemplating. Is it really worth a living dreaming? Try to live heavenly, or live my whole pedigree. Chase after a life of fame and prosperity instead of taking charity of people who embarrass me. Have me cast off as an unsold cast.
Can't forget about those lost close to me. They say prison was a young black call to be.
Another clever way to hide, tweaking out your body, getting cared out the body, unconscious and cuffed. Whatever happened to the days when just we was enough? And a little bit of looking for you, nigga, if you pistol for protection, why you finger on the trigger? Pointed at a figure, trying to get it for his fingers. Only answer the stigma that was just a bunch of niggas. Stay boy, call the button, walk 100,000 miles, so we can act a fool, hit the club and go wild. You ain't gotta like my style, you ain't gotta like my flow, but you really need to know, heaven ain't the only place that you can go. You reap what you sow, better fruits of your labor. I'm biting into your brain with the tooth of a saber. All praise to my savior, Satan calling me a traitor. But I don't give a damn, I'll holler at him later.
Can't forget about those lost close to me. They say prison was a young black ought to be. Can't forget about those.
And what he did for me was stunning. I'm getting to the money just to give it all back to people last people forced to get it all cracked. What you think about that? Why you riding in your lag? Dropping pretty girls all down by the track. This ain't about being black, it's about being smart. And an entire generation that refused to play their part. No love, no heart, be the motto.
you feel a sorrow in the rush of that pain, cause your homie got pop, not a fire's in your vein. Another man's playing another tale untold. Why you stacking for a beer, put some Bella for your soul, you dig?
Vodka, Mata, A.E., Black Card, and Shutter, we got the bar. They talk it and we live it. It's also ironic how we shot it and they sip it. Mint leaves in the mojito for the missus. And all yak in the torpedo for the mistress. Jaeger for Janae in a white friend sock, like we don't give a fuck when the night ends. Obi like his liquor, like he love his women. So bring more Henny through, bring more Henny through. The goal is success and the future looks so clear. We celebrate life and the road that it holds dear. Bring another bottle, I'ma clean another knot. Screaming out
bartending, no ice, bring another shot.
For me, I'm the champagne type. My night good as long as the champagne right. High class, I guess I live a champagne life. Golden skin on my missus, she my champagne wife. Real talk, when she sippin', she be talking shit. But it be that real, so I ain't knocking it. Especially after a few glasses of that opulence. Have a nigga loving the outcome and the consequence. Cadillacs for them ladies with the tight dresses. Living for the moment, excited for where the night get them. S/O to the business type, fine women, classy as ever. Sherry glass, white wine in it. Leaving that lip gloss print on the side, then we slide. Ensuring the evening to have a fine finish. Bring another bottle, I'ma sling another knot. Screaming out
bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending, 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 no ice. Bartending, no ice. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot.
Bartending,
bartending, bartending, no ice. Bartending, no ice. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending, 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 no ice. Bartending, no ice. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot.
All right, and we are back. And as you know, this is the God Hey Rule when you are tuned in to explicit content. And I think we got a caller on the line, caller 6746. you want to come in and ask a question, make a comment, shout somebody out.
Yes. Well, this is Vita, and I'm a big fan.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Appreciate you listening in. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, you had a question or something?
No, I just had a comment for that whole excuse in becoming homosexual and stuff. I think it's not an excuse if you got raped, and it's not an excuse if you were molested. But it might open up them doors and them feelings, you know what I mean? And it's a choice for some people, and some people are just born that way.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So basically you're saying that if a person was in the closet at the time the incident happened, that it may have opened up latent tendencies anyway.
I'm saying, like, you have your first sexual experience, the first person you have your first sexual exploits with. If, let's say that person is more rough, you're going to kind of get used to that, right? Kind of be what you look for.
Okay.
That person more loving and tender, then, you know, that might be something you look for. You develop, you know, your likes and dislikes, especially with your first, you know? So it just might be like they were stimulated in some type of way during those encounters, you know what I mean? And just something that just stayed with them, you know?
Okay, so either something turned them on or it turned them off. So if a person, if a dude is raped by another dude and he's turned off by that, I mean, if a woman is raped by a dude.
He might later on explore that. Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. That makes a little sense, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you calling in with your comment. What else? I mean, you know, give me a little more detail, though. What I mean, what do you mean by that? Like an example?
Like an example? Like you're talking about a male being raped in prison, right? He might go in heterosexual 100%. I'm never going to go down like that. Have a traumatizing experience, right? Then come out and be attracted to males, you know what I mean? And he can either, like, hate that and get that rage, you know what I mean? Or he could embrace it and try it. Or he might just come out and be exactly who he always been, you know? That heterosexual male that's never going that way. This is an individual thing. I don't think it's one person can be an excuse. That, you know what I mean? It's for an individual person.
Okay, I understand that because that's what I was trying to clarify because it's like I don't think that it's like a blanket statement that can be applied to everybody. I believe that it's like, you know, different people have different ways to react and respond to things, you know what I mean? So I can kind of see that, like Stockholm Syndrome so much. It's like, you know, if a dude is raped, he finds himself, like, connecting to the cat that, like, raped him or whatever, you know, and leaning towards him, the whole Patty Hearst situation or what have you. So I can relate to that. You know, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah. Or like a female getting raped, and then she turns into like the lifestyle you were talking about. You know what I mean? She becomes submissive or dominant even.
Okay.
Just experiences in our life can shape our sexuality, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to get you over on a grown folks business tomorrow. To participate in our little roundtable discussion, you know, we can chop it up about some things, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my crime partner in this radio revolution that is Tweety Bird Central is always saying that we don't have enough women calling in. So, you know, look forward to having you over there tomorrow. You know, anybody you want to shout out, you know, you got Twitter or, you know, Facebook.
Nah, I'm not trying to shout out nobody.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Thanks for calling. I appreciate you listening in. So, okay, and so, being back, as promised, I told y'all that, you know, I would go there a little bit, you know, something a little more stimulating, titillating, as they say. You know, I talk to, like I said, I'm in a bunch of groups on Facebook. You know, people always talk. Sometimes I just chat or sit around and talk to different friends. People have asked, you know, you do the question thing, what's the most craziest place you had sex? What's the, have you ever done a threesome? Have you ever done this and that? And, you know, before I get into it, I'd like to clarify, man, that a threesome, technically, a threesome, by its literal namesake, is three people having sex with each other. So two men having sex with one woman, if they do not touch each other, this is not a threesome. So that being said, you know, that's one of the things I want to say for somebody to say they listening to the show. And, you know, we kind of debate that back and forth on Facebook. But, you know, somebody asked me, you know, what was the freakiest thing I ever done? I mean, it's like I can't really break it down to one thing or what has the freakiest person that I've ever been involved in. I mean, that's, you know, hey, you know, they say like brings like. So me being the level of freak that I am, I usually find myself associated with people on my level. Well, anyway, the freakiest experience, well, one of, should I say, that I've ever had was, you know, I had a female friend. She was involved in, like, what you call an open relationship. But she had a fantasy. You know what I'm saying? The whole, like, home invasion fantasy with her. You know, her dude was kind of, you know, he was an open-minded cat. You know what I'm saying? So I played the whole home invasion role, you know, kicked in the door. I didn't break it down. It was open, you know, but I made the loud noise. You know, locked the door behind me, you know. I waved around the pistol, tied him up to the bed, you know, gagged him. You know what I'm saying? And then I told her that if she didn't perform in a way that was extremely pleasing to me, that I would blow his brains out. And so she, you know, she did as the role called for, you know. She resisted a little bit. You know, I walked over to him and placed a gun to his head, as they say. You know, she went down on me and did her thing. You know, I, you know, put her on her knees in front of him, got behind her. You know, and as I rolled her, forced her to stare into his eyes. I mean, it's like, you know, I talked to her afterwards and, you know, their sex life took on a whole new level of, like, intimacy and excitement. And, you know, it turned out all right. I can't say the same thing happens, man, for people who engage in all areas of exploration as far as sexual play is concerned. But I will advise you, if you're listening in, man, not to get caught up in likes and dislikes. You know what I'm saying? Likes are based on things that you like for a reason. If I asked you why you like something, you should be able to explain that thing, at least to your own satisfaction. I don't have to agree with it when you explain it to me, but you should at least be able to explain it. The same thing goes for dislikes. You know, I'm always amazed at people who say, I don't like that. Or, I don't like this person. I don't like that person. I don't like this kind of music. I don't like that kind of food. Or I don't drink that. I don't like it. And when you ask them why, they can't tell you. People don't like stuff that they've never tasted. You know, I mean, I can relate to, I don't like it because the smell annoys me, you know, or I don't like it because of this or because of that. You know, they have a bunch of likes and dislikes. I advise, you know, if you're in a relationship, man, you know, I mean, I'm not saying to go out and have a threesome or go to a swingers club or nothing like that. I'm simply saying, man, be open to those things that will enhance your relationship, that will create a thing of longevity. Do some stuff while you're young in the relationship. I don't mean young in years, but I mean young in the relationship to keep things vibrant. I don't mean in the beginning. I mean, once your relationship is locked solid and you know it's locked solid, do some things to enjoy yourself, man. It don't necessarily have to involve other people. You know, take your girl outside, man, you know. Do some things to her outside, touch on her, kiss on her in public. It don't even have to be actually sexual. Just go somewhere, you know, sit in the park and just kiss and touch each other, you know. Be watched, you know. Enjoy that, you know, and create some explicit type of things in your life. Do some stuff that you can look back on and smile about, because a relationship has a harder problem getting stuck or stale if you have some things to oil it along the way, some things that you can flash back on that will allow things to, you know, move a little smoother, you know. Plus, there's some memories to flash back on when things get stale and crank the relationship up, you know, heat up the bedroom. You know, the bedroom is for sleeping. You can have sex in there, but it's really for sleeping. That's where the bed is at. You know, sex is not, you know, bedroom exclusive. You know, the kitchen, man, I don't know why people spend all that money on that big, strong-ass table in the dining room and don't eat on it. But, no, we're going to get into some more music and we're going to come back. By the way, Xenophobia informed me, man, that, you know, her method of attempting to call in was problematic. So we most likely going to have to reschedule her for a later time. But like I said, you know, the God is here, man, you know. And you locked in with God, Hey Rule, on explicit content. Like I said, 646-200-3860. Call in. Press that 1. I don't bite. Test out what you like. Gonna get into some music and we gonna come on back.
And let me check my resume, man. I'm like God of Victorian in these streets right now, you know that.
Who
the thought? I'm Kuma Thulani and all that shit. But who would have thought this is what the streets needed, right? Nigga, you know I had to jump on it early.
Shout
out my nigga Smoke. We on that mixtape shit right now. DJ, how to end the commission, Bounce, how to end season. Shout out to the whole team, MOE. We working.
Who would've thought that the tables would spin? Who would've thought to stop the fuck all your friends?
I would've thought that.
Who would've thought so called real niggas pretend, resort to snitching to prevent going in?
I would've thought that.
Niggas ain't real no more. Niggas ain't really in the field no more. The same niggas blew up with your turf hoe.
I would've thought that.
My clique still on go. Doing numbers no homo, my niggas still grim low. Catch a body, don't talk about it, nobody won't know.
I would've
thought that. He broke the G-code in the situation, X him out. You get pulled over after a situation, who would've thought? Same nigga just said, bruh, don't say shit, just snitched you out. Now he watching you on the inside while you was just looking out. While you was just looking out. Yo bitch was fucking, yo bitch was sucking, yo bitch want nothing. Let's talk about a different subject. Bitch, I'm Alabama. I do this shit. These niggas be acting with or without they cameras. I run through this bitch when they say action. They only talking about camera. Who would've thought that I could be envied? Only fuck with a fruit nigga. Can't never be too friendly. Who would've thought? Your main man nigga. Run and tell your business to some strange ass nigga. Ride shotgun with Roger, switch the game ass nigga. My strap jam playing possum, old lame ass nigga.
Who would've thought that the tables would spin? Who would've thought your thoughts would fuck all your friends?
I would've thought that.
Who would've thought so called real niggas pretend, resort to snitching to prevent going in?
I would've thought that.
Well, bitches ain't real no more. Niggas ain't really in the field no more. The same niggas blew up with your turf hoe.
I would've thought that.
My clique still on go. Doing numbers no homo, my niggas still brim low. Catch a body, don't talk about it, nobody won't know.
I would've thought that.
Look in the mirror and ask yourself, would you really ride? You told the streets you bout that life. Who would've thought you lied? Say you running a band, but swipe your card and get denied. Bitch, I'm holding court, come stop me. Who would've thought you tried? I would've knew you lied. If you said you did, and you wouldn't have thought your homie Booth ain't one really a bitch. And who would've thought one of your shooters was really a snitch? And who would've thought that Trayvon Martin shit didn't even exist? They asking where it's at. You hollering, I got it. When shit go in effect, the first thing you hollering, who plotting? Still dry your people, whip on deck, you still stay in the project. I bought the Alpha and the vet, they're protecting my body. Fuck Illuminati, fuck Illuminati. I got it with my fam, if I say I got it. I'd rather suit up and go ham before I try a molly. If fear ain't about that business, ain't no sense in dialing.
Fuck all your friends. I would've thought that.
Who would've thought so called real niggas pretend,
to prevent going in.
I would've thought that
bitches ain't real no more. Niggas ain't really hit the field no more. The same niggas grew up with the turf hoes.
I would've thought that
my clique still on go. Doing numbers no homo, my niggas still grim low. Catch a body, don't talk about it, nobody won't know.
Yeah, and we are back, and this is Explicit Content with the God Hey Rule. And to address a couple of people who just hit me up on Facebook, I didn't get as graphic and as into detail as I ordinarily would have because Blog Talk has a policy. You have to rate a show X-rated in order to say certain things. So on occasion, you will hear me say, yada, 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 et cetera. I will not be as, you know, graphic and as, you know, in-depth as I can be because, you know, this ain't about an X-rated show. This is about music. You know, people submit their music to be played. I don't want to create a show in which the only people that can hear their music are people over 18 or over 21. Or I don't want this show to be cast in a certain direction. So, you know, we gonna play by the rules over here, man. You know, we just gonna dance on the fence a little bit, though, because, you know, we like danger, you know. That's what they say, man, you know. A true man loves danger and dangerous women. Me personally, man, you know, I'm addicted to crazy women, you know. If there's absolutely no chance that she will kill me in my sleep, I'm just not turned on by that. Anyway, you know, getting back to this explicit content, you know, there's a few things that have also been on my mind. You know, I've discussed some things with my partner. And, you know, we debate a lot about a lot of things, you know, on Grown Folks Business, Manic Monday, and off Grown Folks Business and Manic Mondays. One thing I really do want to say, man, is that we have reached a point at which we can no longer deny that one of two things are going on nowadays. Either global warming is a genuine thing, or one of these countries got some kind of weather machine. Me personally, man, I don't doubt that somebody probably got a weather machine, but I don't believe it's strong enough to affect the whole world like that. So I'm going to go with the global warming. You know, I mean, it's like, there are a lot of theories about why global warming affects the countries, each country differently. My belief is that we have stepped in order to be such an overseer of the planet that we have forgotten that certain things happen naturally. You know, before man dominated every speck of the United States, lightning would strike and a whole field would burn, a whole section of a forest would burn until it put itself out. And then it would be revitalized by the excess being burnt off. You know, I mean, things would happen naturally. You know, a certain number of animals would be killed off, you know, hunted by their own predator, each in his own turn. You know, the ecosystem is all the way out of control because we have decided that we don't want wolves in this region of the United States, so we moved them away. And so people complaining about why so many rabbits or small prey are all up in their stuff while we have raccoons all in people's houses, you know. A friend of mine told me, you know, they infected by, you know, they houses being invaded by groundhogs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know, you done ran off all the wolves and all the higher-level predators. You know, we have contaminated environments to the extent that, you know, most of the large birds of prey have, you know, become endangered species-less creatures. We got hurricanes happening all throughout the year. You know, it's we already in the summertime, man. And it's like, you know, we got rainstorms and hail. Can't tell me that there's something wrong with that, then might be something wrong with you. Reality might not be a realm in which you exist in. You know, then it's raining all day at 6:30 in the evening. It's 90 degrees. You know, the weather is all the way off, man. I mean, we have taken on a mindset that we want to make everything immortal. We want to save every tree. We want to save every plant except for those plants that exist in an area in which we can build a building and make millions. You know what I mean? We want to keep people alive forever. I'm not an exact extremist when it comes to the theory that the strong survive. But I will impart that I believe that there should be some level of when to let go. You know, a person has a bad lung or a bad kidney, I'm not against a transplant. You know, a person has bad blood, I'm not against a transplant. You know, I think all those things are necessary, but it's like this maintaining of life at any cost. People living in hospitals hooked up to machines for years and years and years. I'm not talking about the coma patient, you know, who has, for some strange reason, sunk into a coma, you know, internal organs functioning just fine, just for whatever reason they lost inside their head, can't seem to find their way out. People who awaken, but these people who don't have lungs or anything, and I mean, they not, you smoke, and you have money, and you are 70 years old, and you jump on a list for a lung transplant in front of some young, vital teenager who doesn't smoke, and has made a choice not to smoke. I mean, it's living at all costs. It goes against nature, you know. I mean, true enough, God gave us medicine. The gods, the creator, Allah, Jehovah, you know, Yahweh, and all of the other ones, you know, I don't want to leave nobody out, but every single, whoever you worship, you know, whoever you believe in, you know, the All Father, what have you, they gave us medicine, they gave us all these things, but just because you can do something doesn't mean necessarily that you should. I'm not advocating death or nothing like that, you know, that we should kill nobody off. But I'm simply saying that there are some things that are natural. There's a natural course that life has. And this whole attempt to, you know, to live forever, even to the extent where we can't enjoy life, you know, I mean, It's a mindset that we are developing, which makes us stubborn and selfish. You know, you look at time when, you know, an ancient Indian man who felt that his use to the tribe and his use to people had, like, ran his course and that he was no longer useful to the extent where he couldn't even think most of the time. There was no medicine. He sought out no medicine to heal his mind. I mean, we have medicines now that can help with dementia, but even then, you know, life and quality of life is questionable. But, I mean, the Indian man would climb upon a burial mound or a pyre and lay down and will himself to death. I mean, I don't even really know what I'm saying. I'm simply saying that everything is out of whack, and we need to figure something out, you know, and using more and spending more and trying to make more is not working. You know, I mean, at some point we really have to think about what is the cost to this planet. You know, people keep talking about all these strange diseases. I personally believe, man, that don't nothing live grow and nothing dead. And if that's true, then that means that the planet is alive. And so a lot of these diseases, they're not created by man. They're created by the planet itself. You know, it's like a body. You know, the body will create antibodies or, you know, create different things to fight off different things. That's why, you know, within our body we have bacteria and all of this different stuff used to fight off different things. I say the simplest and most obvious method of the body, like, defending itself is when you drink too much. What do you think throwing up is? You know, why do you think you vomit when you get too much of that poison in your system? That's your body rejecting and ejecting, you know, some of the stuff that's making you feel that way, that's causing you to be in the state that you are. You know, the strange feeling of feeling a little bit better after you throw up, to the extent that you find yourself sticking your hand down your throat. And I think that that's what's happening with the planet right now. I think the planet is creating some of these diseases that we like to attribute to different governments or what have you, to thinning off some of these people. You know, I mean, we overpopulated everywhere. You know, they live in boxes in China. I mean, not China. They live in boxes in what would be considered a... They need to take some of these people that design these prisons in the United States, man, and take them over to China and let them build apartments, because, I mean, they paying big money to live on top of each other in places that aren't necessarily stable. But that's the result of overpopulation. You know, we look and frown upon those hard things, those hard lines that some other countries pull, you know, the one-child thing with the over a billion people in their country in China. And who are we to say, you know, what's right and what's wrong? I believe that a person has a right to choose. You know, I don't believe that a government should be able to hijack a woman's body and tell her how many kids she can have, when she can have a kid, when she can't have a kid. But as they say, man, you know, it's like stuff happens the way that it happens. You know what I mean? I think that growing up in the United States, a certain mindset develops. You know, we take on a sense of entitlement. We take on a sense of superiority, thinking that we better, our way is better than everybody else's way. I think that's the cause and the root of most problems in the world. You know, I mean, we think that the American way, don't get me wrong, want to be misunderstood as an anti-American person. I can't think of no place else I'd rather live, but then again, I was raised here, and I enjoy the rights and privileges that I have. So I just think that in other places, man, things are what they are. You know, you can't go into a pride of lions and tell a female lion that, hey, you know, you're doing all the work, you should be able to do these things. Some things just are what they are. You know what I mean? It's like women are prone to say on Facebook, you know, post the pictures of the lion, the male and the female, and show the lion sleeping while the females hunt. Well, let's clarify one aspect of that thing in nature. A female lion cannot exist, cannot hunt, cannot move around safely throughout a region without a male lion taking her as his and bringing her into a territory that he fights on a regular basis to maintain, so that she can hunt and eat and they can do what they do in that area. You know, nature is different, man. They don't do a whole bunch of thinking. The human being is the only creature that deals on with wants. Every other creature on the planet deals only with needs. But, you know, I done rambled a little bit about nature and life. But I'm saying, man, you know, some of the stuff I'm saying, it might not all go together. But think about it. There's some stuff going on. We need to figure out what it is, man. You know, and don't knock it, man. Be kind to the planet. We're going to get some music and come on back, man. And we're going to get on up out of here, man. You know, we're going to let my co-conspirator, my comrade in this radio revolution that is Tweety Bird Central, you know, get on up out of here, man, and go enjoy her night out, as they say. We're going to come back with my final thoughts, man. I'm going to shout out some people and say something crazy, as always, and get on up out the door.
Hey, twerk team, let me give y'all something to twerk to.
She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She all the way up, she drop it to the floor. Put her arch in the back, watch that ass lose control. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor. She twerking that drop, drop it to the floor. She twerking.
As soon as I make it rain, turn to a believer. They gon' follow the leader. They love me like I'm Bieber. She's just another teacher. She gon' love me and leave it. That ass having a seizure. She gon' follow on Twitter. That ass having a hiccup. Big ups to the strippers with the big butt. Jesus, we us. Who you gotta stay true. Everything you do you. What I do me. Everything Gucci, Prada, Prada, throw some dollars. Shake it.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
Make it rain. You know how I ball, nigga.
Move it.
Don't even start in.
Drop it.
Gonna make it fall then. G6, nigga C, man.
She all the way up. She drop it to the floor. Put her arch in her back. Watch that ass.
Twitter @TWEETYBYRDCENTR. That's at Tweety Bird Central. You know, it's no me without her over here on Tweety Bird Central. So y'all got to go follow my girl, man. That's Tweety Bird 334. That's Bird with the Y. You know, yeah, you know. We're going to play that Tweety Bird, How You Get So Fire on the way up out of here. But right now, man, I'm going to finish with my final little thoughts. You know, y'all go follow me at Herukhti Reborn. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN. You know, and I want to shout out the new warehouse manager next door for, you know, enjoying his time on the microphone and all that bullshit. Them boys out there jumping in the yard. But, you know, I mean, it's a blast over here, man. Y'all got to come through and fuck with your boy, man. You know, it's come through Monday, same time, 8 to 10 Eastern. You know, me and Tweety B doing our thing on Manic Monday. Thursday, you got explicit content, 8 to 10. That's p.m. time, Eastern. You know, we want the grown folks up. And Fridays, 12 noon to 2 o'clock Eastern time. And we doing our thing over here, you know. Look, man, you know, before I get up out of here, man, hug and kiss somebody, man. If you love somebody, if you ain't told them today, let them know you love them, man. Let them know how you love them. Let them know how you feel about them. fellas, and take her down through there, man. Don't wait till nighttime. No, you hanging out with your boy, you can smoke anytime. No, just hit it and pass it and head on home. No, before we get up out of here, man, I just want to tell Dr. Dre and 50 Cent, man, you know, I'm sorry I didn't have enough time for y'all interview, man, maybe another time. And we out, man. You know, have fun at the club, we be. Salute.
Hey, I don't get it twisted. Y'all know what it is.
Who be truly unruly, use these, smoking loud doozies, and bust the rhyme Scooby. On the block, you knew me, I go hot, go red, black, black, old head, old dead, trying to play me for the bread, they scrap, get back, get dead, get smart, back wheels, yeah, split the spread, chase the whole little square, 410, Hamilton, many. Ain't no pumps in here, we are these niggas, so I gotta crawl for you walk with me. A nigga off the streets can take it off the beat. Pop shots, you need to take your shots at me.
Nah, y'all niggas don't wanna do that. Maybe pull the strap and watch you lap around my new jag, my new swag. Dagger, deep into his heart. Watch him spurn for the pussy, call me bitches while he's starving like Marvin. Carving my initials in his brain, peeping his game. What's so simple, pop a nickel, pippin' with it. Well, I'm the queen and I decide the time to go today. Southside representer, can you hear me now? Turn the volume up, the bird about to shake the crowd. Babylicious is delicious when she dripping from your car. That's why I laugh at them bitches when they get it done. So my keeper cause coming back for more. Fuck the yard, I bring the boys to the boulevard. You wanna see me shake, you wanna see me drop. You wanna see the 50 cal if I got the pop. You know we can't make no deals, nigga, you don't fit the wheel.
Okay.
Frank Oscar Mayer, no bank. My dick hit the click, cold as Ike in this bitch. Anime, what I say, better sing this shit. I'm the DJ, hey, whoop that trick. So hard by the broad, nigga, cook that shit. Now I spit bars going hard on the bitch. Definition of a pimp, but don't want that roll. Red light, yellow light, green light, gold. Stop or get shot, this lobotomy hoe. This has gotta be gold. Black keys like Steve, wonder where did he go. Straight jab in your nose, nigga. Splatter these hoes. Blackjack, two player, niggas gotta be hoes. No fight, just go stare to the ladder. You can hang, nigga, we can throw hands. Cause this bitch that you wish, she ain't shit without your man. Take to stop your plans, but I'm just fresher than you am. Then you did shit, then again I'm a shit, yes I am. Fuck opinions, I'm a shit, yes I am.